Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I was listening to an older episode, not even that old, and whoever did the final edit left the clap in at the beginning.
Oh!
Yeah, I was like, clap's still here.
Someone's getting fired.
I was like, the clap's still here, and the clap is still in this pussy. Oh,
I don't have a clap. I got the clap, and I'm giving it to you.
Do you know why it's called the clap?
Yes, I think I do, but tell me.
Because men in the barracks or whatever, if they had the clap, I mean, men in general, they could clap on their dick and the pus would shoot out.
That was it. Welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey.
Ash Little goes, yes, we have talked about it on here.
Well, if you are still listening...
That's on you.
Thank you so much. And if you're not, I support you and your choices to take your mental health into priority. Welcome, everyone, to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey, the podcast where we recap the best reality TV show to, I would say, ever hit Netflix, but ever happen.
In the history of time.
Daisy Marie Leviticus.
Do you know that Marie is your middle name? That's what's so funny about that.
Yeah.
I should call you Ellen Ann.
I know what your middle name is. Just like Rabia's middle name is not Elizabeth. Daisy Marie, are you excited to go on tour with me? Wait, that is a stupid question. What are you most excited to do on tour? I have some information I would like to share with you once you tell me what you're excited about.
Well, Alec, I'd have to say the thing that I'm most excited about is the scissoring.
Daisy, I'm so much fun to travel with.
Do you know that my friend texted me and was like, wait, are you guys actually scissoring? You talk about it. I was like, we'll never tell.
I am really fun to travel with.
Yeah.
A fucking blast.
I know, I saw that text exchange between you and Harris on your travel day. That seems like a lot of fun.
Listen, you know what? I'm going to get to the airport just in time, but you know what? I'm going to get to the airport.
Yeah, you will. Who cares when you get there?
Are you an early airport person or are you a like walk on the plane normal person like me?
I usually get there early.
So you're a psychopath.
Yeah. I don't like worrying. I don't like running, first of all. I don't run.
Right.
Second of all, I don't like to worry. I believe I have missed flights in the past. I don't like that feeling.
It's so much fun with me, though.
Yeah.
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 It's really fun. We're going to have a blast. Come see us in Raleigh, Indianapolis, Atlanta, or Philly.
And or, you should say. You could come to all four.
If you can't make it, we do have live streaming options. You could sit on your couch with an edible and a beverage.
Naked as the day you were born.
But we really want you to come and see us because it's so much better to squeeze your silly, stupid faces. Go to our website or whatever.
We don't have a website.
Our Instagram. They know what I meant. I need a t-shirt that says that. They know what I meant. I imagine when I say stupid shit, like when I misuse a word or I mispronounce a word, I just imagine like some woman pumping her gas with her earbuds in and she's like, oh, Ellen.
Oh, Ellen, you said something weird the other day and I was trying to figure out how to like Frankenstein it when I was editing and I was like, I can't. It's fine.
I do. I say weird shit. I don't even know when I'm saying it.
You just misused a word and it was funny, but I don't remember. It was in this last episode that just got released.
So you just spent a day hating me?
No. Maybe 10 seconds.
That's fair enough. I'll take it. Come see us live. I cannot believe we're done with this season. I don't want to be done.
I know.
There's no more I need to know. I'm just going to miss these people.
And the accents. I know. Now we just get boring DC fucking suits.
Boring Americans. It is the reunion all.
Hold on. Do you have an important reunion coming up and you're feeling too nervous to go? Now you can take reunion all.
Literally, right as I just said that, we're punchy. It is the reunion, you all. It is 1 year since the weddings. Daisy, I have stayed off Love is Blind TikTok.
Yes, me too.
I have stayed off Love is Blind Instagram. I have nary seen a blog or an update. There was a huge shock in this reunion, and I'm actually not yet recovered.
Same.
But we start off with everyone in slow motion. I don't know how they all do that so well.
I know. It's hard to walk in slow motion. When I was in Les Mis, our notorious scary associate director, Richard J. Alexander, screamed at everybody. Did you just sneeze in slow motion?
That was a slow motion sneeze.
That was really good.
Thank you so much.
He yelled at the cast because in the runaway cart scene, they're supposed to be in slow motion. And he was like, if I sped up your movements to real time, you guys would be leaping across the stage. I'll never forget it.
And they're all saying these really weird statements.
Yeah.
That don't make sense. They were like, I wanted love, love.
If you had a motto, what would your slogan be? I thought I would meet my person, and instead I met myself.
My heart is like a cherry tomato. Don't know what it means. But yum. What? I don't know what any of them are talking about.
No, but then at the very end, we get Sam from London who says, guess who's back? Get your popcorn ready because it's about to go down. Go fuck yourself, Sam from London.
It's about to go down? Is it 1992?
It's about to go down for what? You are a shitbag. Like, you have nothing to go down on, literally.
Because no one will date you in the foreseeable future.
No.
Also, you know he doesn't do that. Yeah.
No.
You know he doesn't do that.
No. British Nick and Vanessa do this stupid vows thing where they're like, do you accept these six couples? I do. Do you want to question them? I do. And he just looks sort of embarrassed by the whole fucking thing.
I still have no idea who the fuck they are or what they do. They're fine. They're lovely.
They're fine.
Her body is slamming.
She's gorgeous.
I feel like we saw them a lot less than we normally see the Lacheys.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing the Lacheys less and less as the season goes on. But like they do, they're in the beginning and then they pop on during like at the beginning episode of like whatever retreat they're going on.
I think you're right. What was the first thing you noticed, Daisy?
Aside from wondering how Jasmine could breathe or move in that dress, Aaron, Charlotte, and Tosh are all in the audience.
Okay, that was not the first thing I noticed. Keep going.
Sabrina and Steven are sat apart.
I wanted to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then swallow it.
Yeah.
And then throw it up again.
Yeah.
And put it in a jar.
Yeah.
And mail it to Netflix.
Yeah.
Because what?
That was the most, probably the most surprising turnaround that we've ever seen on this entire series.
Do you know why I am so fucked up in the head?
What?
I literally was like, no, they're fucking with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a silly goose. No.
Yeah, they're going to be like, we're kidding.
This is a gag.
JK. I know.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't a gag. We'll get to it, but I literally gaslit myself.
Yeah. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, Freda and Kat are on the same couch. Mm-hmm. They don't really look snuggly, but I was like, are they going to do a thing where they're like, we got back together? Mm-hmm.
Betsy Dora's here.
Yes.
Demi and Ollie aren't sitting together either. No shock there. We'll talk about that in a minute. Jasmine and Bobby are holding hands, as well as Ben and the holograms are also holding hands.
I'm going to miss that. Although I'm also so tired of it because I'm sitting there like, Benitis.
Wait, I have to tell you something. I do another podcast.
What?
We'll talk about it later. With right. Joey Taranto.
Never heard of him.
We did this episode. It was about a fishing competition that these guys rigged.
Yeah.
And in the first 5 minutes, the guy goes, I don't know, something was fishy.
No.
And then I decided to just do fish puns until Joey got mad. And I just kept doing fish puns. And I apologize to our listenership.
You know, I saw a true crime half hour episode called The Codfather. I think it was White Collar Crimes. The Codfather. And it was about a guy who had like fucked up the cod fishing game in New England.
Barry said it was my favorite episode ever. Every pun got better. So
people like it.
Some people have bad senses of humor. And that would be me and Barry. Anyway, so let's start off with our first couple.
British Vanessa says that Ollie looks like this Craig David guy. I looked him up and Ollie says, "One more joke like that and I'm walking away." And everybody is like, oh, and I was like, what? So I finally Googled it. Craig David, who doesn't look anything like Ollie, except they both have a beard, has a big song called Walking Away. It's in which he is sitting in a car and this woman is berating him until he walks away. Oh, really? Fucking clever. Sorry. So tired of men. So Demi says that walking away from the experiment, she realized that Ollie wasn't her person. She moved back in with her parents, and she says that she didn't recognize the person that she was on the show or right after the show, and she had to get back to herself, and I feel like Demi 2.0.
Which makes me sad, because, listen, we don't know what was going on in her head. I thought she seemed great at the end of the season, so it made me a little sad to hear that she wasn't so great. She said something really simple and really sweet. She said, "Ole is a good guy, but he's not my guy."
Yeah.
That's a great way of thinking. I don't know how much of that is true or how much of that is for the camera, you know?
Yeah, it seemed like there was something they weren't telling us. I think there seemed to be some kind of tension coming from her, not so much him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he says that leading up to the wedding day, they knew it wasn't their time. He sure didn't seem to know on the wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And they both agree that it was hard to watch back, but they're at peace at where they are. English Vanessa brings up Demi's endometriosis confession, and I guess now she's sort of become this like endometriosis warrior, which is so great.
Honestly, like, we can relate to, because ever since we've come out about being cunts, we're sort of like the face of cuntistry.
Yeah. And we've made it so that other cunts feel brave enough to come forward and be like, I too am a cunt.
Right. I can kind of like sort of empathize. The title was sort of thrust upon us. It's not like we went out seeking it.
Yeah. We weren't like, we want to be the poster cunts for cuntery.
Well, we ended up being it.
Yeah, we did.
I get it, Demi. We've gotten no ad deals or brand sponsorships yet, but I feel like it'll after the holidays.
The like the body spray, the body deodorant, I feel like maybe period underwear, Diva cups.
I really do want to try period underwear.
I love them. They're great. I mean, I don't get my period anymore. And that's why I took a pregnancy test the other day. That and I stood up and stretched and had to run to the bathroom to vomit. And it was the second time in like a week or so that that's happened. And I was like, oh boy, I know. So I texted Kurt. And I was like, funny story, I need you to pick me up a pregnancy test on the way home. And he was like, okay. So he did, and I took it, and I'm not pregnant. Everybody relax.
That would be so fucking funny. I am so upset you're not pregnant.
I know, for the con.
For the con, I don't care about your life.
I know.
Or like your financial situation, where you are emotionally or mentally.
It would be so funny to watch me just have a complete meltdown. I know.
Can you try again?
Yeah, I can.
Can you do the sex thing again?
Comes up negative, and Kurt and I are both like, oh, okay. And then we realized that we were both sort of like, you know, we were in our heads thinking like, what would we do? And we were both kind of like, oh, well, I guess, you know, maybe we could like, oh, a baby would be sweet. And I was like, do I really want a 10-year-old when I'm 55? And does Kurt want a 10-year-old when he's 65? And Kurt was like, yeah, who am I? Tony Randall? And I was like, yeah, good point. And then he goes, it's okay. We'll try next time. We won't.
Oh, come on. Take one for the goddamn team, Daisy.
I know. I really should.
When you think about it, when was the last time you did anything nice for me?
Fair.
Except the scissoring.
Right, right. No, that's a good point.
Which was nice for both of us.
Listen, if you want to start a GoFundMe and raise $1 million, I will have another baby.
Hey, guys, if everyone listening can give us $50,000, thank you so much.
That'll get us to $1 million.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're going to talk about the love triangle. So we go back and we watch Demi's journey with Catherine, because remember, Catherine was into Ole. She is fresh out of the lip injection factory.
She also clearly watched the wedding episode and was like, whatever that makeup is, opposite.
Mm-hmm.
She looked much better.
She got medical grade teeth whitening.
Oh, did she? I didn't even notice.
Good for you. Watch yourself on TV, point out everything you hate, and fix it for the next season.
Yes. I have a friend who made it onto like a big TV show, and she said her dermatologist called her one night and was like, you got to come in. We got to fix your 11. I was like, I would die.
Watching the evolution of all the housewives, I totally get it.
Yeah, I get it to a point, but like, ugh. I don't give a fuck. Do whatever the fuck you want to your face, but then I have the right to be like, now you look like a doll. Mm-hmm. That like maybe sat on a radiator a little too long. So Kat said she didn't know that Demi was into Ollie because Demi was pretty quiet about it and Ollie didn't talk about it.
To be fair, yeah. And I'm not here to defend Catherine. Demi was like, yeah. Demi nodded along and said she didn't really share her journey as much as Kat and the other kids did. Kat.
Yeah, stop. It's not catheter. It's Kat. Fuck! We really missed an opportunity. We should have been calling her catheter this whole time.
Dang it.
Damn it. Let's go back and redo it. I hate catheter. Ollie brings up seeing online that people didn't think he'd be attracted to Demi. And he says it's frustrating because anyone who knows him knows that Demi is his type. And he's like, respectfully, I don't usually date women who look like Kat. We cut to Kat making this face like, oh.
I am so glad you caught that. She is so insulted. It's like he said she had a face like a mongoose.
Honestly.
She's like, oh.
Here's the thing, bitch. You are the European standard of beauty, okay? You're fucking blonde hair, blue-eyed, white, skinny fucking bitch. You are the poster child for what everyone is supposed to fucking aspire to. You're not allowed to be offended if a guy is like, you're beautiful, but you're not my type. Go fuck yourself.
And then she immediately tries to bring the attention back to her. And she's like, well, I don't think that's disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful when you made an assumption about the places I like to go. And Ollie dismisses the fuck out of her.
Yeah, Ollie's like, that was a joke.
It's not your turn. No, stop. It's don't talk.
Demi's like, no. You're a beautiful girl. What left a bad taste in my mouth was you claiming that we were friends and then saying on camera that me and Ollie wouldn't get along in real life. And Kat is trying to defend herself, saying she was asking Ollie where his head was at, and Demi's like, it shouldn't bother you where his head is at, which I disagree. I mean, it's perfectly reasonable. People do it all the time in the pods where they're like, where's your head at with your other connections? I'd like to know.
I agree with you, but I also think that Kat was like, I'm pretty and she's just okay.
Yeah, I think that that's what we all took from it. Who knows if that's what she meant?
Okay, fair.
I agree because I fucking hate her. Yeah. And she says, I apologize if that was said in a really bad way. Not the way you apologize. Mm-hmm. Firecracker Jasmine is like, if you didn't have any malintent with your words, why did you preface it with, my mouth is going to get me in trouble? Which is totally fair. Mm-hmm. If you feel the need to say like, oh, I shouldn't say this or this is, don't say it.
And then Kat's like, she was about to go on one and they were just like, she was, and they were like, no, we're done with this. Camera two, go. Oh, and they just panned away from her.
I found myself a little bit defending Kat in this moment because I was like, we don't know that that's what she meant. We're all just sort of guessing that that's what she meant.
I don't mean to jump ahead. Kat actually really surprised me on this reunion.
Yes.
I think she has a very small redemption arc on this reunion and it was actually really cool to see.
Well, she probably met with a fucking image consultant.
I don't know. It felt authentic. Yeah. But who knows? With any of these people, I don't know them.
English Vanessa brings up Ollie seeing Charlotte with an SH for the first time and saying that she's mad, berserk, sublime. And she's like, have you had contact since then?
So, have the two of you had any contact since?
What?
Don't be hiding behind that little car.
Yeah, no, we have. I don't know how to word it. Me and Charlotte have explored our connection outside of the experiment and,
He put the jelly in her donut for sure. For those people who just couldn't understand his accent, could you please give us the transcription of exactly what Ollie said?
Yeah, we all the way home.
Shut up. It was so awkward. Bro, try harder, okay?
Demi breaks in and she's like, I love Charlotte. Ollie's not my guy. Is he your guy, Charlotte? And then Charlotte can't really answer that question either. And she says she couldn't have gotten through the last few weeks watching the show back without his support. I was like,
did you go back to school? Did you have finals?
You were on the show for 3 minutes. What are you talking? Like, what was hard?
Were you mad you weren't on the show more?
It was really hard for me because I was cut out of the show. And so watching it back, the lack of me in it was hard to watch.
I would not And I can say this with complete certainty. I would not have gotten through the last couple of weeks without him. I wouldn't. I couldn't.
Having to watch myself not on screen, I would not have been able to get through that.
It was such a weird statement. And I understand they were not comfortable, but you knew it was going to come up. You didn't mull over a couple little
better responses,
little jingles, little sentences, maybe a pun, perhaps, which apparently is my new brand. I don't know.
English Nick brings out Demi's pod notebook, and she had a photo of her parents in the front of it.
Why are you saying this like it's normal?
I'm not. This is my all cute voice.
They kept their journals?
Oh. That didn't even occur to me.
I would honestly die dead if they were like, and now we're going to take your journals.
Do you think they tell them ahead of time, like, we are going to take the journals at the end?
I fucking hope so, because I would actually wipe myself from the planet, erase everything that even proved I ever existed. If someone, Ellen fucking who, I would wipe everyone's brains. Are you kidding
me? My impression was they don't keep everybody's diaries. They knew that that was in there. So they were like, hey, can you bring it to the reunion so we can show it? That's what I think happened.
How did they know?
We don't know. She had written a note next to this picture of her parents that said, my beautiful mom and dad, I love you with all my heart. Protect me in this crazy experience. That's so sweet.
Her parents are adorable.
Yeah.
Don't forget, her dad is a chimney sweep. And he, you know, was just saying it was hard to watch his daughter be sad at times.
Yeah.
They are lovely. Ollie and Demi, good luck with your projects.
Yeah. And as they like to say, watch this space, I guess.
What does that mean?
It means, like, look here for updates. Watch this space.
Should we say that from now on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we move on to the biggest... I want an artichoke. Ooh, I had a dream about an artichoke last night.
Are you being fucking for real right now?
Yeah.
You were in the middle of a goddamn sentence.
Can't help it.
Is that fucking for real?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I just get this craving and I'm like, oh, fuck, I need that thing. Maybe I am pregnant.
You know we're recording a podcast right now, right?
What?
Like, we have there's people watching us. We have a live audience.
What?
Like, we have friends here watching us. Daisy, you were in the middle of a sentence. This is our job.
I want an artichoke.
Oh my God, you're pregnant. Wait, when did you guys have sex?
Who knows?
You texted me. I can look at my text.
I did.
Hold on.
Have we had sex since I got back from Jersey?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
I'm like, mm-mm. Let me look at my calendar.
I have it written down.
I just looked up sex, and on 9/19, well, I'm just trying to go back and see if you're pregnant, because I'd be so happy. Let's see. At 4:54, you said, I have to piss like a racehorse.
Yeah, but I've had sex. I have had sex since then.
On Thursday, I texted you, I feel nauseous. And you said, oh no, do you need a pregnancy test?
And you wrote, Daisy!
Anyway, are we doing this?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. I'm putting this off.
I know.
I am deeply disturbed. Who in the chat already knew this? Who already knew that Steven and Sabrina broke up? And you've all been just...
Yeah, who is cheating and looking ahead?
Who has been lying to me? I just need to see who my friends really are.
Barry,
Danielle,
Shelby.
Thank you, Taylor.
Erica, Jill,
Kiki,
Katie.
Okay, Jody. I believe Jody. I watched it a couple weeks ago. Sorry, loves.
Pregante?
I mean, I appreciate your honesty, but...
Did you ever hear that thing, the guy who was reading comments of people saying, trying to write the word pregnant?
Perbrat, yeah.
Pregante? Pergamat?
Is this available? Yes, it is.
Somebody had done it before him.
Yeah.
No Lublin.
More contact him, please. Appreciate.
Listen, we've put it off too long. We just have to rip off the Band-Aid.
Sabrina said that Steven, you know, when they were in the pods, they were going to split their time, or they were going to move, but they were going to make it work. And she expressed that she wanted to start her own agency. But it turns out after the experiment, she went to London a bunch. He didn't come to Belfast. It's not what she signed up for. She also said that his communication was lacking. So they asked Steven for his take. He said the long distance was difficult and they lost their spark. Then she says, yeah, but I went to London 7 times and you came to Belfast 2. However, he does take responsibility for it.
Yeah.
He says it's because of work. But then she goes on to explain. She's like, yeah, okay. But when I would come to London, you wouldn't move your life around in the slightest. When you came, I know you like coffee right. and not tea. And I went out and I got a coffee maker. And I prepared.
I rented you a car. You wanted an ironing board. Like, she went out of her way to make him feel comfortable and at home. And he clearly was not reciprocating.
And he doesn't like talking on the phone or texting, which is fair. But if you're in a long-distance relationship, sorry, you gotta start liking the phone and the text. That excuse is not relevant. I have gotten worse about texting and phone calls since I work more on my phone.
I know.
Like, I do social media on my phone. I used to not be as bad as I am because I'm like, ugh, my phone, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I am constantly on it.
Yeah.
When you're in a long distance relationship, sorry.
I know. I completely agree. And English Vanessa's like, well, but what was it like when you were together? And Sabrina's like, when we were together, most of the time it was fine. And Stephen's like, well, then that's a contradiction in it. He's like, either we was fine or we wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He actually accuses her of lying. He's like, a lot of what you're saying is not facts and I don't recognize who you are. He's like, there's plenty of shit I could say and I choose not to because I have respect for the person I thought I married.
Yikes. I have this clip about talking about Christmas and this is a little sad.
The person I thought I married.
I honestly don't feel like you respected me. I don't think you appreciated me. And I don't think that you considered me. And I think then at Christmas, when 2 days before you were meant to come to Belfast, you messaged me saying, hey, hon, don't think I'd come to Belfast. Like 2 days before you're meant to be there. And with no respect for me, no consideration for my family and what my family had done, you literally said, shit happens, they'll get over it.
Also not true. I just need to give you a bit of insight because I will take accountability that I did not show up at Christmas because I managed my finances poorly. I had a lot going on at that Christmas, a hell of a lot, and she knows what happened in the family as well. Okay, I was really, really down. We had lost our, well, no, we hadn't lost our spark right at that point, maybe, but we weren't great like we was when we was dating every single day and that sort of thing.
I have a hot take.
Okay,
I think Stephen's broke.
Yeah, probably. Fucking probably.
I think he probably sinked a shit ton of pounds into his gym. I mean, I would be devastated if my partner called me 2 days before Christmas. I would be so sad.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
So Sabrina says it was really difficult watching the pod episodes back. I'm sure it fucking was.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he watched the first 4 episodes 4 times and cried each time.
I do have an audio here because I want to know if you agree with me. I feel like Stephen might be the first person in reality show history that says he was a victim of good editing. Did you catch him say that?
Yes. He says, I came off looking like a perfect person and I'm not.
I really liked that. Like, I was like mad at him, and then I was like, yikes, that is a 10 out of 10 with accountability. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you changed?
I mean, I said, it looks like I'm this perfect person. I'm not a perfect person. Mm. That's why I can see where my shortcomings are. I'm not always positive, but I try to get there in the end, you know? And so maybe there was this expectation. When you're dating, it's being paid for. You're in picturesque places. You're falling in love rapidly. That's the best version of you no matter what. You haven't got to worry about what time the alarm is the next day, where the next penny is coming from, why your partner might be upset, and is it something that you've done all. You don't have to worry about any of those things. So everything changes. That's the real world. That was the one thing we wasn't exposed to, that and the distance. So the distance then created, when there was a small problem, it become a big problem. And Sabrina's walls can go up really quickly when there is conflict. And so with that distance, it became harder.
The change in you, Stephen, was so dramatic. And you might not realize that, but I understand things were difficult for you after, and I really did try and support you, and I did everything to try and be the perfect person, bubbly at your side, and you shot me down constantly. For me, I just actually want to know why you said yes, because I just feel like your vows, you're a man of many words, but not a man of your word, because you did not stick to those vows at all.
Now, I want to say, and this might be a hot take, he asked from the jump, would you want to move to London?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a little cagey about it. No, actually, she wasn't. At first, she said, yes, I've reached a ceiling in Belfast. There's only so far you can go. I want to go to London.
Yeah, you're right.
And then every time they met up with people, almost every time we saw them after they left the pods, they were talking about where they were going to live.
Mm-hmm.
anytime anybody brought it up, they would say, there's no rush. We can decide when we get there. We'll make it work. They were not actually dealing with how this was going to work. And she did say that she was done with, be okay with moving to London. So I think they both fucked this up.
I totally agree. I feel like these are two lovely people.
Yeah.
Long distance is fucking hard if you've ever done it.
And they didn't know each other to begin with.
I think your point about them being so much in the moment and being like, we'll figure it out. No, I think we should talk about it now. But they were like so in love. And to his point, not living in the real world, they're like, that'll come. That'll come.
Yeah, no.
Maybe she wasn't quite ready to leave Belfast. I think that it makes me sad because their love story was so precious and they were so dear. But love is not enough.
Yep.
You just got to figure it out. And sometimes logistics suck. Have you done long distance? Oh, yeah. I remember when your partner was in Portland.
Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they traveled to me all the time. And then I realized that the relationship was not going to work when they would come. And all I wanted was for them to get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
And they were like, if we want, like the first morning that I'm here, I could like make myself scarce. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
It's hard. It's exhausting.
And expensive.
Yeah. And your commitment is the phone.
Yeah.
And texting. That is your commitment. And if there's a time change, there's not in Belfast and London. I'm just saying, I don't know. I feel bad. I feel like you're
and
right.
And not for
like,
nothing, but Northern Ireland and London are far apart.
It's not a drive, right?
I mean, let's see. It's a 10-hour drive.
Ugh.
That's not easy.
It's not. I feel bad. These are two totally different people than we saw on the show.
Yeah.
Their faces are like drawn. They didn't even look the same.
And she looked so angry.
Especially Stephen, oddly, because Stephen was always so jolly and silly and happy. They're both so hurt. I mean, I blame Stephen a little bit more for the communication thing.
Yeah.
But her a little bit for saying she would move. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Look at me having emotions. It's so weird. I said this on another episode.
Oh, God, Maggie Smith died.
Yeah, I know.
I love her so much.
I mean, she had a good life.
I know. But I was watching her on Downton Abbey and I was like, she's going to die and it's going to suck.
Try to blend in. We had that at our live show.
I know.
Sister Mary Clarence. She was 89. She had a good life. What did she die of?
Oldness.
Yeah.
Probably.
I hope I don't die of old. I hope I get hit by a bus. Anyway.
I can't imagine being 89. I'm so exhausted. Jesus Christ.
You know what I want to be? Not fucking 89. Have you ever seen that viral video of like grandma who's like 93 and she's like blowing out her candles?
What'd you wish for, Granny?
And then she was like, should have been dead years ago. Like, dead ass in front of her whole family.
Yeah. I saw a headline go by that was like, people are taking this pill that might extend their lives. And I was like, why? Why would anybody do that? It's already long enough as it is.
Kelly says there's a body of water between London and Belfast.
Yeah, I mean, you take a ferry.
Okay.
It is an island.
I was shocked. I genuinely thought they were going to be a Cameron and Lauren.
Yes. Yeah.
Together forever. Like, I really thought it was real. He didn't Trevor us, so I'm not like mad at him.
No, I think it just wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an eye lift. I just decided.
Okay.
That's going to be my goal.
I also want to say they started to go fisticuffs.
Yeah.
And British Vanessa cut them off. I was like, I mean, let them go.
That happened a couple times on this episode. I was like, we're here for the drama. Why are you cutting this? They're like, all right, let's be nice. No, that's not why we're here.
English people, get that scone out of your ass. I don't want them to fight,
no. But
I wanted to hear what they had to say.
Yes, 100%.
She was cutting it off because in the beginning they were both talking. Well, you know, I think, and then they actually started to like build their confidence a little and talk, and she cut them off.
I know. She's like, all right, well, let's put a line under that and move on. No.
No. Raise your hand if you want them to move on. Nobody raise their hand.
I know.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So speaking of idyllic couples, now we're on to Jasmine and Booby. He says it's been the best year of his life. Unlike Sabrina and Steven, 2 days after the wedding, he packed up his shit in Stoke and moved down to London to be with Jasmine.
And they've got their dream home, and they're so happy.
And they're blessed. Aren't we happy? And we're best friends,
and we're happy. Aren't you happy?
I'm so happy.
We're in love. Don't you love our house?
We're happy.
We're best friends.
So then we get a montage of Jasmine seeing Booby's place in Stoke. He had a pool table for a dining room table, which I also just realized I had a dream about. He had a Murphy bed.
He also had a sign. Now, I don't know how to say this without making Amber Hunt edit it out or fire me.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue in when the P goes in the V. Personally, for me, I've never had an issue with the viscosity.
Uh-huh.
If I were to see a man with a man cave sign, this pussy would be the Sahara.
Yes.
Man cave?
No.
Get fucked. Yeah. Get real. Grow up. Yeah. Absolutely not. You're not getting this pussy.
And I get blah, blah, blah. Absolutely not. Or a pool table for a dining room table, frankly.
I could deal with that. I could muster up. It would be, I'm talking, it would be like,
Ellen was letting me know when I was there how she's never had to use lube in her life because her pussy is Niagara Falls.
Do you see how gently I said it?
Is that why you have rubber sheets?
I don't have rubber sheets. I said it nicely.
I got in your bed and it was like, squeak, squeak,
no,
squeak.
You didn't. No, people are going to believe you and put it on Reddit. Oh my God, that's not true, but I
all right,
having a baby really messed with my viscosity. I have never been the same.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I don't have rubber sheets. I should look into it. Okay.
Well, speaking of rubber sheets, Jasmine wants to know. Did I ever tell you the first time I came outside?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd peed, and I was so mortified. I was by myself, but I was mortified, and so I smelled it, and it smelled like buttered popcorn.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, I my cum smells like buttered popcorn.
Just real quickly, can I just talk to you for a second?
Yeah, yeah. Can you
just
mute
like,
it?
I'm going to mute everybody. Yeah. It's just chat, mute.
We'll cut this out.
Yeah, we'll cut this out.
Yeah.
I know it's like just you and me, and we're like friends, and we like talk openly about stuff.
Yeah.
But like, you know, after,
after
we record this, it goes out to like thousands. So when you tell people that your pussy juice smells like buttered popcorn, like, people are going to know. That's sort of why I was dancing around the WAP situation. So it's like when you say, you know that. It feels like, I get it. It feels like it's just you and me.
Yeah.
It's not.
It isn't?
No.
I thought we were just doing this for us.
Yeah. Do you want to say something else about your pussy juice? Like when we go back, like we can pretend like we were talking about what we were going to make for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Sorry, you guys. I got a new air fryer and Daisy was showing me how to program it.
Yeah. I don't ever come.
Because that was the issue with the statement. Oh, God. I'm so sad this got canceled. This is our last episode. I'm so sad. Oh, God.
I don't laugh like this.
I'm just saying,
that
if you want
a healthier alternative to butter on your popcorn, just give me a call.
Okay.
Why is my popcorn so soggy?
I'm hungry. We gotta finish this episode.
Do you want buttered popcorn?
I've never tried it, but I feel like I should once before I die.
You've never had buttered popcorn?
I'm talking about the euphemism. Oh.
Well, I can help you with that. You know what? If I jarred it, I could probably sell it on OnlyFans.
Oh, Emily says WAP is wet ass popcorn. Oh, God. Okay.
We're never going to get through this.
No, we're not even done. We're halfway through, Daisy.
Oh, we're halfway there.
Oh, God. We have to edit this ourselves. Come on. Get fucking real.
Okay. Pull it together, Ellen. Anyway, Jasmine wants to know about the stains on Booby's sheets.
No, what she said was, have you ever been with a woman on this bed? No, bitch. He's never kissed a woman before you. He's never touched a woman. He's never seen her titties. Mm-hmm. Get a light.
He was a virgin.
What, you think? It's a Murphy bed. It's a fold-out bed. It's made for convenience. It's a flippin' fuck. That's what it is. You flip it down and you fuck on it.
The man literally has a sign that says man cave on it. You don't think he's fucked a whole bunch of women on that fucking flip?
Have you ever known a woman before me?
Have you ever seen a woman before?
Have you ever seen, have you looked at a woman before?
Actually, they're called girls, if you don't mind.
God, that's so, whatever. So we see a montage of their first year. First golf swing, first Christmas, first Valentine's Day.
Can we just say that he went to Top Golf and they gave him a membership card? And they wrote his name as Booby.
Booby. Also, one of the accolades was first bridge.
Yeah, what?
She literally went, first bridge.
That's a thing?
That's too many firsts.
I thought maybe they were putting a lock on it or something like that. They were just crossing a bridge.
I'm very impressed by the
first bridge.
Oh my goodness,
first street lamp, honey. First street lamp.
Look at that.
Oh.
First eggs Benedict. Lovely.
First
who fucking cares?
Piece of parsley that I take off the food. Jasmine says the reason she went on the show was to get away from her surface level bullshit, and obviously it worked.
Emma basically goes, that was fun. Let's talk about your jealous side.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how you are kind of a mega bitch sometimes.
She's like, has Firecracker Jasmine come out? And Booby gives the most classy, this man.
He handles everything like a fucking champ. Everything. You cannot throw this man a curveball.
No. Most men would have said, I was really lucky I didn't see that in the pods because we might not be here if I had. Instead, he says, I wasn't lucky enough to see that in the pods. With no, he's not kidding. He really means I wasn't lucky enough to see that side of her at first. And when I finally did, it made me more attracted to her and it made me fall more in love with her.
Because you know what real life is? Real life is fucking getting annoyed when your partner leaves the toilet seat up and there is nothing. I want someone to annoy this man because I haven't seen him annoyed, flustered, upset. Nothing gets him down.
This man is unflappable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No wonder he's a shoppie.
Speaking of Firecracker, English Vanessa brings up Marissa. They talk about Marissa's concern that he wouldn't be able to provide for her. And Booby gives Marissa so much fucking grace. He's like, she didn't know me. She was protecting her daughter. And it ended up being a good thing that she was worried because it made me step up. You cannot throw this man off.
Does he have an earpiece where he's got like ChatGPT in his ear? It was like, ChatGPT, make me sound really level-headed and evolved.
And therapized. Yeah, I know.
I love this man. I don't know. Maybe it's truly.
I know.
There is nothing you can say that can fluster him. It's quite remarkable.
It really is. So English Nick brings up that Jasmine didn't get Marissa's approval before the wedding. And Jasmine's like, yeah, but I knew in my gut that I was making the right decision, so it didn't matter. And Marissa gives her 110% approval now. And they're planning on having kids and they're working on it as we speak. Did you know they were fucking right there on that couch while they were filming?
Mm. Yeah, they're doing it as they're speaking.
That's cute.
Now let's move to Tom and Maria.
Yeah.
I am so, okay, before we went live today, Daisy and I were talking about how we can be goldfish. Like if someone is emphatically speaking to us about something, I am an easy person to sell
to. Listen, I am one convincing argument away from voting for Trump.
Yeah. Like, you don't say, maybe I have been too hard on him over the years. Like, if someone tells me a story and I'm like, nope, I think this, and someone really convincing puts something in front, I am not a good judge of character. Why do people listen to me? I don't know what's wrong with, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Yeah. Someone said, remember the day I went on Reddit and I had a breakdown? Someone said that, like, for such an expert, I was like,
nobody ever said I was an expert.
I am, what is the opposite of an expert besides a village idiot? I am not.
Muppet.
A Muppet. Muppet.
You are a Muppet.
But, like, I am so easily convinced. Was I bamboozled by Tom in this whole segment? Were you not? Okay, good. Okay, good. Well, then steer me in the right direction. Tom and Maria are here. Maria's engines are ablaze.
They sure are.
Like, she's ready. She said she was really insulted at the dig that Tom gave on the last episode. I don't really know if we harped on it because I feel like I might have overlooked it. And then when she's retelling it back, I was like, oh, no, that was actually really shitty.
Yeah. And she points it out. She's like, you looked in my mother's face. She was loving and kind and welcoming to you. And then you turned around and insulted her parenting and all of the women in my life.
By saying that he wants to raise strong, independent daughters, I kind of was like, ugh, he's an asshole. But hearing Maria say how deep that insult was, I didn't analyze it like that. And I actually totally agree with her.
I do too. And I think to your point about being easily swayed, like, again, he is a PR person. So I think he's good at selling.
Yeah, I just was like, ugh, that was rude. And she's like, no, my mom opened her home to you. My mom is lovely. My mom has raised a family. I want to raise kids just like my mom. You didn't insult me. You insulted her.
Yeah.
And just hearing her say that, I was like, oh, she's so right. And I did not hear it that way.
100%. Absolutely. Tom says he watched it back and saw some really ugly behavior on his part and that he's had time to reflect on it.
Okay. Have we heard a statement like that very often?
I think we've had some people come on and say, like, yeah, I watched it back and I didn't like what I saw and I've had some time to reflect.
Or, like, I'm not too proud of what I saw. I feel like him being like, I saw some really ugly behavior. I was like, that's good. That was a step.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is a little bit later he says, it's one thing to see the problem, it's another to fix it. And, like, he's acknowledging that, like, yeah, I see it about myself, but I haven't fixed it yet.
Well, he does say, I don't know. This is what I'm saying. Like, lead me down the path where I'm not being bamboozled by this PR master. Because he says, like, I wish I had treated her daughter better, you know, talking about Maria. And he gets a little choked up. And, like, I was like, are we seeing change or are we seeing a PR master at work? I have fallen for 3 narcissists in my life. I am not a good judge.
Yeah. And again, I think for some of these people, they'd hire a consultant before they do the reunion to sort of go over, like, what do I say to fix my image?
Good call. Yeah. I'm easily bamboozled. I am an expert of 0.00 things. So, woman on Reddit who called me an expert... You're stupid.
Yes, you are an expert on kangaroos and Diddy. Tom says Maria's family were incredible at helping him learn about himself. And now we get a montage of Tom and Natasha with a little insert of the two of them watching this montage. Mm-hmm. And she looks pretty unhappy. Okay, and here I need to make a sidebar to talk about the sound quality in this fucking episode.
Oh, all of a sudden you're a sound snob, are you?
Whoever designed the fucking sound system in this place needs to be fired. They sounded like they were in a cave. You have ruined me. Don't be proud of that.
Young grasshopper.
English Vanessa asks Tosh where things are now, and she says it's hard to talk about. She said it felt really big at the time, but watching it back, she got clarity once she saw how his connection with Maria developed, which I thought was really
so
gracious.
Lovely. The way she said that, she was like, I see how he fell for her.
And it made sense.
Now that you've told me that you think they consult with PR executives, now I think everything is...
Sorry.
It's all a lie. Yeah, I'm in one big Truman Show. Go ahead.
We get a flashback of the mixer where Tosh said she had fallen in love with him and she really meant it when she said it. And English Vanessa's like, so there seems to be a little confusion.
Which we talked about. Mm-hmm. My flabbers were gasted. I was like, that is not what she said.
Yeah, I definitely had gasted flabbers for sure.
English people are so nice.
They are too nice. Yeah, except for all the empire building. She asks Tosh if she was talking about the L word in the present tense or in the past pod tense. And Tosh is like, yeah, the past. Yeah, in English, Vanessa brings it up that Maria was like, what? Huh? And Maria's like, I love Tosh. We have no problem. Everything's great. And then Tom tries to, like, backpedal his way out of this. He's like, he didn't mean to throw Tosh under the bus or cause any tension between Tosh and Maria. So what did you mean to do? Did he really think that she said, I love you in the present tense?
I said this in the episode, I believe. I said, I will throw out one single benefit of my doubt. That is, maybe he didn't hear her correctly because of being in a bar.
Yeah.
Because you can't intentionally lie to someone on a reality show.
Unless you're a fucking idiot. Unless you're Sam from London.
I think he he's daft, but I don't think he's a fucking idiot. So, like, I feel like the only bone I can throw him is it was loud and he misunderstood.
All right, we can go with that.
Because it's so preposterous that he thinks that he would get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless he didn't think the cameras were on them in that moment. Who the fuck knows? So then they bring up the lipstick and Maria is not amused. She's done with that conversation, clearly.
She saw our reel, I feel like.
She did.
She was like, you guys are funny, but I don't like this one.
I don't like it. She was like, you guys are so funny and talented.
Yeah, she was like, she goes like this. She was on Instagram Live and she goes, she goes like this. She goes, you guys, I listen to you guys. You're the funniest. There's so many lovers. It's a blind podcast. And then she was like, and she was screaming. She was like, not like me or like Matt, but she was like,
emphatic.
You're the funniest there's ever been.
Yeah. She was like, Carol Burnett has Amy Poehler has nothing to, Maya Rudolph can suck her dick.
Yeah, and then she was like that. She's like, she calmed down a little bit by then. She's like, medium. She was like, someone get Netflix on the phone and give them a TV show, but I don't like that reel.
But not that one. Just if that you, one was not then, funny. But it was funny, but I didn't like it. It was very, very funny. Like, I laughed, but I also didn't like it. But that's like, what
they
happened.
They should have a Netflix special. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, Kylie. We'll do all of the American shows in an English accent. Can you imagine? They're from Indiana, Bulabalopolis. So Maria's like, listen, at first when I saw him, I was excited. He was handsome, tall, not a gremlin. And he goes, is that still the case? And she goes, no.
By the end of this conversation, I don't know how long it really was. It was only about 4 minutes on the show. English Vanessa goes, how are you now? Silence. And then she's like, okay, do you miss anything? And just as flat as can be, she went, we had good times.
Yeah, we had fun times.
Okay.
English Nick brings up the makeup artist conversation and he's like, we could see Tom being slightly judgmental at times. And Maria's like, slightly.
Anyway, on to Nicole and Bend Over Backwards.
Oh, I thought of a really good one earlier in the episode and then it's gone. Why didn't I write it down? I hate myself. I don't hate myself. Don't say that.
Okay. All right. You'll get it back. You have it or you know?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Burmaphobe is like giving the State of the Union address. He's like, I want to say how beautiful she... Attention, everyone must give me their attention. Attention must be paid to how beautiful... I was like...
Especially her eyes. Her eyes are beautiful. They're not boring brown, are they? No, they're beautiful. You know what takes the wind out of a bully's sails?
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring them. Not giving them any wind. This is too much attention on Sam and he's not even there.
Blah, 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 growth. Blase, blah, happy. Blase, blah, third eye. Blase, blah, yoga.
They're fucking traveling the world. They're going to Marrakesh. They're on camels. They're playing hangman. They're playing pool. They're ziplining. They're so fucking happy that I vomited
everywhere.
I threw up.
I had to borrow my neighbor's computer. I threw up on my other computer. Yeah. They're grosser than gross. Yeah.
It's so disgusting. It's like you and your daughter.
Oh, you know what was really cute?
What?
You know what I'm going to say. They have this never before seen footage that even they hadn't seen before. And it was the reaction right after they had met on their first pod date. This might be the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, the audio's from about 4:52 to about 5.
Hey, Amber, I just want you to know I already pre-recorded all of my audio edits.
I'm an Pima candidate. I'm an Pima candidate. I'm an Pima candidate.
That's my impression of you. That's spot on.
I'm an Pima candidate.
Okay, so let me say a sentence and you do an imitation of me, okay?
Okay.
I think I'm going to cook a chicken teriyaki tonight.
I'm an a teriyaki.
Like that. That's what it sounds
Hi,
like.
Hi, welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey.
Like that.
Yeah, that tracks. I get that. Okay.
No!
Wait! Can we talk again?
Yes.
Yes, but I
yes! Yes!
That is awesome.
Yes, I like him.
That was good. Yeah. That was very good.
Gosh.
Wow.
Oh my shit. This is so good. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Mate, I'm a little bit shook.
Oh my gosh.
Mate, that was brilliant. Pretty beautiful.
They were so gagged over each other. She's dancing.
I can't. This is so sweet. I'm going to go off sugar for a week. I can't. I think I have diabetes, honestly.
Yeah. And so English Nick asks B'nai B'rith if he regrets not having made Nicole aware of how he felt sooner. And he's like, yes, absolutely. I should have said something. It felt almost too good to be true. And then Nicole is like, yes, but in his defense, I should have been more direct about my feelings.
No,
for him.
I should have been better. No, me.
No, I should have.
No, you're lovely. I am a troll.
Oh, look at you.
You're beautiful.
Me.
I am the worst.
I am like Satan, basically. And you are like Jesus Christ.
I am like the thing that eats the mold that grows on the rotten apple.
Yeah, but you know us. We need that for the environment. It's a vital part.
It's part of the ecosystem.
It's part of the ecosystem, isn't it? English Vanessa's like, yeah, but the reassurance that you needed actually came from someone else. And now we get Sam from London, and she introduces him as the boy who just wants love from a girl.
Welcome, Sam.
You so much right now.
Nobody from the cast claps. Not a one person. Not even fucking Ollie, who's tried to be a bro.
Freddy is looking away. He sits next to Freddy and he goes like this.
Kat fucking moves further away from
Kat,
Sam.
Like, honestly, she went to Stoke-on-Trent. Like, she went to another town.
There was a half a second when he sat down in between them that I was like, oh my God, are Kat and Sam dating
oh,
now?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Half a second. But then I saw her move away and I was like, okay, yeah, no. English Nick is like, Sam, you provoked a very strong reaction from the public. How's it been the last few weeks watching back? And poor fucking Sam. It's been really hard for him. There's been a lot of backlash and it's been a lot to handle, but you know what? It's made him stronger and he learned a lot about himself.
Go be besties with fucking Trevor from season 6. Have a blast.
Maybe he wasn't ready for love at the time. So then English Vanessa brings up Jasmine and she's like, what made you have doubts about Sam? And Jasmine's like, it was a woman's intuition. Always listen to
that. Wait, did you see when she mentioned Jasmine and Sam was like, yeah. Hi. And Jasmine went, yeah. Ice fucking queen.
This guy sucks. English Nick asks Sam about when he speculated that he wouldn't be able to lift Nicole. And Sam starts, I get nervous and I say things out of nerves and I'm not a really bad person. He says, I know I'm not a bad person. Do you? Because the rest of us don't know that. English Nick asks Nicole if looking back, she can see why, how long has this been going on, had to intervene and tell her about Sam. And she's like, absolutely, totally. Totally. Thank you for having my back. You're my third eye. I love you so much. Ugh, get a room. So then English Vanessa brings up the I think I love you.
Okay.
Debacle.
That, you know, that annoyed me to no end.
Yeah, it was gross.
When he explained this, I always feel bad when people say this because I put my foot in my mouth every other hour. And he was like, it didn't come out right. He was like, I was nervous. And he's like, saying I love you is a big thing. And I wanted to say it, but then I was like,
he said he meant I think I'm falling in love with you and it came out I think I
so
love
like,
you.
I don't want to call bullshit on that. I feel like he already has had enough of a dog pile that was the one thing where I was like, I can give you that. I can understand that came out wrong. Trying to say like, yeah, I think I'm falling in love with you is to me very different than I love you. And
yeah,
so then
absolutely.
When he said, I think I love you, I mean, it was so cringe. It was so fucking cringe. My jaw dropped.
He said it twice.
When he was explaining it and was like, I was nervous. This is what I wanted to say. I didn't know if I wanted to say it, but I felt like I should say it. That's it. There's my one There's my one pass I'm going to give you, Sam. I did feel bad for him, and I'm totally centering myself in this because I'm a selfish asshole, only because I say shit and I'm like, wait, what did I say? That's not what I meant. I meant this. Like,
yeah, but you also aren't a shithead. So, like,
I don't know. I say stupid shit a lot.
Nicole says originally she had doubts after Genderbender warned her. I think you use that one.
No, I did Benderbender and I meant Fenderbender.
Ooh.
So Genderbender is yours.
Thank you.
Eat dicks.
This is official dog training. I learned it.
That. Okay, we have to wrap it up. We need to skip over some shit. We gotta go.
Hold on. This is another place where they don't fucking follow up. So she says she told Sam she didn't want to go to Greece and he didn't take it well. And they're like, okay, let's move on. I was like, what are you talking about? Let's move on. We want to know what that was.
Yeah.
Although thank God, because we don't have time to cover it. So.
Oh, and then they go to the mixer party. Right. He nods.
Yeah.
But you're right. They should have dove into it. But then we go straight to the issue with the mixer.
Yeah. So, English Nick.
I'm not going to do another season of this. I can't.
Who are you talking to?
My friend.
What's your friend's name?
Roger.
Roger?
Yeah.
Roger what?
Roger Dupree.
Roger Dupree. I'm so sorry about my dogs. I'm going to murder them after this, okay?
We're never going to get this episode edited.
Oh, all right, God. Listen. I'll edit this part.
You can't edit out dog barks.
Yes, I can.
Go stab it.
Okay.
Just like in the paw.
All right. In the ball?
No, the paw. Paw. Oh, now it stopped. It heard me.
Shut up! It worked.
There you go. Oh, God. I feel high.
English Nick asks Sam, why on earth did you feel the need to tell Bensonhurst Brooklyn that Nicole wanted to sleep with you and you said no?
Sam, I've got to ask you, mate, why on earth did you feel the need to say to Benaiah that Nicole wanted to sleep with you? Obviously, when I first walked in, I felt that Ben was a little bit off with me, which now I've watched back, I understand why. And I genuinely was caught blindsided. I thought maybe it was going to go in a different direction. But unfortunately, the conversation did get a little bit heated. And after watching it back, I wish none of that ever took place. I really do. You know, for the last week, I've had to have, you know, a lot of...
Sam, say I'm sorry to Nicole, please. It was disrespectful what you said.
When you said I was trying to sleep with you and you turned me down, that was really hurtful. Uh-huh. And a lie.
Yeah. So I do apologize. I do. I really do. I really hope we can move forward with this. I really do.
For those of you who didn't see it, that was Demi.
Just fucking apologize. That's the first thing he should have done when he sat down. He should have said, before we do anything, I need to apologize to fucking Nicole. If he met with an image consultant, he should get his money back because that should have been a number one first thing he did.
Yeah. Some. I loved it. Mic drop. Whatever. Get off the stage. He leaves. Last but not least, Catherine and Freddie. They are sitting next to each other on the couch. Freddie looks off.
Does he?
Yeah. He's not smiling. He looks off. Yeah. He looks uncomfortable. And he just explains they were in different places. Same thing all over again. Different places, different lives.
He's so nice to her.
So nice.
He's like, yeah, she was snappy at me, but I'm sure there were things that I did that annoyed her. It was 50-50. No, my sweet little angel baby. Maybe it was 90-10. Maybe I'll give you that, but it was definitely not 50-50.
I will say, again, to come out and defend Kat, I don't know why, but here we are in the upside down. He said, you know, when we were in Greece, you snapped at me a couple times. And she was like, I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, good for fucking you. It was actually a really nice conversation. Mm-hmm. Again, now you have this in my head. She probably talked to PR. They were like, everybody loves this man.
Yeah.
The internet is ablaze. Take accountability. Humble yourself.
Yeah.
I'm ruined.
I know.
Because I was like, I love that. I love just like raising your hand and being like, I did that.
Let's say to make ourselves feel better, she went to therapy. Does that feel better?
Thank you. That makes me feel better.
Oh, okay. That's good. Then you feel better. She went to therapy.
Without being with the couches.
Yeah, she warned about herself.
You're so good at that. I hate it.
English Nick brings up the cheating conversation and then asks what I asked, which was if that made her look for other problems in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And she says no. She completely downplays her reaction to that conversation. She's like, it didn't change. Everything was still normal. No, it wasn't. We all watched it. Then Freddie again is like, if anything, I appreciate that she was willing to look past that. Stop it.
I know. He's so lovely.
Listen, you can be nice. You can be a sweetheart, but this is fucking excessive. This woman does not deserve your appreciation.
Yeah. And they do a little montage of their love. And I think he looks sad through this whole thing. I really do. They play the Bill and Mary conversation.
Yeah. Crying. She's constantly crying.
And then what did you think about British Vanessa asking about the earrings on the wedding day?
It was on all of our minds, you know. Mm-hmm. And he basically says, like, it's tacky to not give a gift. So I had to give a gift, which mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. But then, like, a silver bracelet. Like, diamond earrings? I don't know.
A journal and a nice pen.
Yeah.
But she says she gave it back.
And then Betsy Dora the Explorer says she stands by what she said to Freddie on the wedding day. She could see, watching it back, that their connection really was real. But once he got back from Greece, he was a different person and something wasn't right. And Kat agrees.
Kat agreed? Yeah. She's like, She's like, I am snappy. And Freddie was lovely. So fast forward, they're friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's really nice. I don't know if she's bullshitting.
She thanks him for showing her how snappy she was. And she's a better person for knowing Freddie and all the women on the show. And she's grateful. And I just wrote, she fucking better be.
I mean, when you really think about it.
I try not to.
Normie, could you imagine being on a show and, like, let's say 20% you're edited. If you're the cunt, you're going to be the whatever. But being on a show and being like, oh my God, that's what my friend in 10th grade was talking about. Like, I do that. Like, people mm-hmm. on reality shows really get this inside look into their external behavior that we never will get.
I mean, I'm telling you, looking back at that reality show I was in the early 2000s is so fucking cringe.
Yeah.
And all I can do now is be like, you know what? I was in my early 20s. It was a really fucking bad time in my life. I had no business having cameras in my face. Reality TV hadn't even been invented yet. I had no idea what the editing was going to be, but it's cringe AF.
Yeah. And so I feel like Kat is sort of saying that. She's like, what am I? I can't deny it. It's right there. I said everything. I snapped at this lovely man who everybody adores.
And even English Vanessa brings it up too. She's like, let's all remember that, like, yes, this is entertainment for us, but this is actually like their real lives and these are human beings, which is a really good thing to remember.
I don't know. No one except for Sam, no one on the core show was so egregious. I mean, Sam will be the villain, right? He wasn't, you know, Sam will be the Bartice or the Sheik or whatever.
Shake.
Like, no one in the core group, you know, everyone had like their flaws and everything, but no one was a monster. I feel like that's the first time we've ever had one where there isn't someone to just like hate all season long and just like wish, you know, diarrhea on them.
At the very least.
And
that's a wrap.
That is a wrap.
Unless there's an After the Altar at some point, but there's really only two couples to After the Altar.
Yeah, so this is our final episode. This has been a fun journey. And Daisy will continue on with, you know, with her little projects. I'll do my little projects. And I guess we're saying goodbye to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey.
Yeah, the tour's canceled.
So,
that was a weird way to announce it.
No, I told her.
Oh.
I told her.
Is that Roger Dupree?
I did it with an English accent, though, so it sounded better. What'd you say?
That's your friend Roger Dupree.
Yep.
Everyone come see us live in Raleigh August 6th.
No, not August 6th. Come see us in a year. We are really promoting this.
I hate everything about myself.
11 months to buy tickets.
Fuck us. You know what? Fucking go on our Instagram. It's there. What are you going to write it down when I say it? Why am I even saying it? What do you got to fucking...
Someone's sitting there with a pen.
No, fucking look it up. All right, if you want to come.
How do I spell Indianapolis?
You know what? I'm going to tell myself to shut up. You sit here. I'm going to go shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I love you, Daisy.
Love you.
Bye.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.